Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I am Danny Hall. It's great to have you with us today here on WIFM, and it's always a pleasure to have this lady with us on the program from the Surrey County and Allegheny County Agricultural Extension Office, Family and Consumer Education Extension Agent, Carmen Long. Good morning, Carmen.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well today.
I am. I hope you are.
I am indeed. A pleasure to talk with you. And Carmen, as hard as it is to believe, we're already here in the midst of February. I don't know what happened in January, but February is here. And you and I both know that February is known for a couple of things. First of all, we always think about Valentine's Day. It's also Heart Month, which is vitally important. But that's why I was kind of surprised when you picked the topic today to talk about pizza. How is that going to work with Heart Month, Carmen?
Well, it's also the second week of February is the Great American Pizza Bake Week. And I know a lot of Americans, including my family, love pizza. And so I thought if we could figure out a way to make it be a little bit more heart healthy, then we could tie those two together.
Well, I hope you're going to be able to tell me that because I, as well as everybody else, love pizza. So let's talk about the possibility of making pizza heart healthy, Carmen.
Often pizza does get a bad rap for not being very healthy. And probably it's because a lot of times when you think of pizza, you think of maybe extra sausage, extra cheese, extra pepperoni, more of a meat lover's type.
Yeah.
And that one probably isn't the healthiest, but we can make pizza be a whole lot healthier by just modifying some of those ingredients and just being a little bit more mindful of what we put on top. So when we're thinking about making pizza at home, the benefit is you can control what you're actually going to put on top of that pizza.
All right, sure. And what are some suggestions for that, Carmen?
Well, there's so many different types of pizza. It's one of those foods you could eat almost every day and not have the same variety of pizza 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's so many different options, but let's just start at the base. We'll think about crust and go from there. So
okay.
When we think about crust, in our part of the country, thin crust is fairly common in comparison to maybe a different part of our country where they have more of a thick crust.
Yeah.
And the thicker the crust, the more bread there is, and therefore the more calories. So
yep.
If we can stay clear from those thicker crust pizzas and go more to the thin crust, that's a great way to eliminate a lot of extra calories and carbohydrates just right from the start.
Sure.
One of my favorite crust that we use a lot at our house is actually pita bread, and that makes a perfect size individual pizza. And if you think about pita breads, when you split those in half, you end up with two circles. So you could actually have a very thin crust and have two pieces almost for not very many more calories than what you would just have for one.
That's a great idea, and it sounds to me like that kind of takes some of the extra preparation time away from those homemade pizzas.
Exactly. So when you're in a hurry and you don't really have any dinner plans, I typically do keep pitas on hand, and that just makes a really quick, easy dinner. Just add a salad or some fruit to go along with that, and you are good to go. But there are so many different things you could do with a pita pizza or other types of pizza. It just is really fun to be creative. Another option, if you didn't want to use the pita, would be to actually check in your deli section. Sometimes they will sell already made pizza dough
right.
that you can just take home and flatten out on a pizza sheet and bake there. So that might be an option. You can use English muffins. You can use bagels. You can use pretty much anything that you have in your house as a base for that pizza crust. Just be really creative and check out different options. We've even used like tortillas. Those work as well. So you just need to crisp them up a little bit maybe before you put the sauce on. So you might stick those in the oven for a few minutes and get them a little bit more crisp if you like crisp pizza, which we do, and then put your topping on from there.
So you start from, obviously, from the bottom up. You pick something that's easy and healthy as the crust, and then you start adding what?
Then you're going to put on whatever type of sauce that you want. And this is an area that you can control the sodium. You can use pizza sauce that you buy in a jar, but that's probably going to be fairly high in sodium. So another option would be to use a can of tomato sauce and some tomato paste, and then add your own seasonings. You might put some Italian seasoning in there. You might add some minced onions. That would be pretty much a sodium-free option in comparison to what you would get if you were going to purchase pizza already prepared.
Our guest is Carmen Long. Carmen's with the Surrey County and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service, and this week is did you say it's Pizza National Pizza Week? Is that right?
Pizza Bake Week.
Mm-hmm. Pizza Bake Week. So we're talking about pizza, but not just pizza in general. We're talking about how to make pizza healthy and delicious at home. So continue, Carmen.
If you have leftover pasta sauce, that would be another option to use as your sauce for your pizza.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted it to be a little bit thicker, you could add a little tomato paste to that as well. But check the pasta sauces also for the amount of sodium that they contain. Some of them are extremely high in sodium, so you might look for a lower sodium variety, but that might be another option. One of our new favorite pizzas is barbecued chicken pizza. Have you tried that
yes,
one, Manny?
Yes, delicious. Yeah,
it is delicious, and that's really fun. A lot of times we'll have a little bit of leftover chicken, or thank goodness my husband likes to grill, so we typically will grill up quite a bit of chicken at one point,
yes,
freeze what we don't need, and then you can get it out for other things later in the week, and barbecued chicken pizza is just delicious. So instead of using a tomato sauce on our pizza, we actually use barbecue sauce, and you can shred up some of that leftover chicken. You might fry up or caramelize some onions. You could use peppers, mushrooms, whatever type of vegetables that you would want to put. And then the key for all these pizza choices to make them be a little bit more heart healthy is just not to overdo it on the cheese. You
right.
can still have some cheese, but it doesn't need to be a large layer of cheese.
Just
a sprinkling of cheese still gives you that taste and that flavor and makes it be delicious.
And you can use the low-fat cheese, and really when you're eating the pizza, you're not going to tell the difference.
You are not going to know any difference. That's exactly right. And when we think about mozzarella cheese, which is typically what we're going to put on pizza, that is one of the lower fat options to start with. So, you know, that just gives it a nice flavor, and hopefully you can kind of watch how much cheese you put on there and not go overboard.
I always wonder, Carmen, who's the first person who thinks to put, say, a certain ingredient on pizza, like the barbecue chicken? I'm grateful for them because I'm not that creative, but when it when it happens and it works, it's great.
Well, and you know, there's just a lot of interesting ones. Another one that we really like is ham and pineapple.
Yes.
So you don't typically think about putting fruit on a pizza, but you can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a great combination. And you don't have to have a lot of ham. If you're a ham lover, that is one of those foods that's pretty high in sodium, but you can dice it up fairly small and you get that flavor without having a whole piece of ham. One of the pizzas that we do with kids is actually like a My Pyramid or a My Plate pizza, and we talk about putting foods from each of the food groups on our pizza. And pizza is one of those foods, one of the few, that can incorporate every category from the My Plate or the My Pyramid diagram. When you think about it, you have a carbohydrate, you have protein, you have dairy, you have fruit, you have vegetables, you have all those things that, you know, are important for us to have in order to be healthy. We can combine those all on one food item, so that makes it a lot of fun.
Leave it to Carmen Long to to convince us that pizza is a healthy, healthy food.
In moderation.
In moderation, yeah. Carmen, I got a couple of stats I want to mention to you, and this is gives you an idea of how much people love pizza. I just read from Food Technology Magazine, Americans consume, get this, 350 slices of pizza every second. Every second.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, if we may not be able to change that, but if we could turn that into somebody doing their pizza at home, that might make it somewhat more healthy, I would think.
That is correct.
350 slices per second. Wow.
My husband would like to be in that contest, I think.
Oh, well, by the way, speaking of your husband, didn't he do something pretty cool for you on Valentine's Day once?
He did. One year for Valentine's Day, he had called in ahead to a restaurant that prepared pizzas, and he had them to make a heart-shaped pizza for our family. So when we got there, they brought out this big heart that was,
aww,
it was pizza heart shaped, and of course my kids loved it, and was cute, and one of those Valentines that we just won't forget.
Making the rest of us husbands look bad. Thank you.
Or giving you some ideas of what you can do for this year on Valentine's
Day.
There you
go. No, honey, I didn't steal that idea. No. know.
There's just so many different ones. You know, like we said, it's really up to an individual as to what they might would like to prepare. But mm-hmm. when you think about making a pizza, typically you're going to have some sort of a crust. So decide what that's going to be, and some sort of pizza sauce. Mm-hmm. But then there's all these options. One idea that we didn't mention is a lot of us do enjoy pepperoni pizza.
Yes.
And they do make turkey pepperoni now, which would be a healthier option than the regular pepperoni made out of traditional beef or pork.
Mm-hmm.
So you could use the lower fat turkey pepperoni, add all kinds of vegetables. So you might put onions, peppers, anything you can really think of can go on top of a pizza. I've even had pizza that had like zucchini put on top of it, and it
really?
Was really good. So just be real creative in what you come up with. And it can almost be one of those foods, what you have on hand, that can be the pizza that you create that night for your family.
Mm.
So typically you're going to bake pizza at about 400 degrees.
Okay.
And you really need to kind of just play it by ear as to what type of crust that you're using as to how long it's going to take. Typically about 12 to 15 minutes. You want the cheese to be melted and the crust to be crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that you can make really quickly and just a great easy meal for your family. If you add some other fruits and vegetables to it, you're going to fill up on those things and you won't need to eat quite as many pieces of pizza.
Thinner the crust, the quicker it's going to bake, right?
It is going to bake more quickly.
Another good reason to have the thin crust pizza.
Yes.
Because the instant
a little bit faster.
the instant I think about pizza is the instant that I want to start eating pizza.
Well, and you know, you can actually bake several pieces at a time, and then you can reheat those mm-hmm. you know, the next day for even breakfast. A lot of us like pizza for breakfast. You could have those ready for lunches. It's just a great way that you can come up with something very quick and easy that can be healthy and delicious as well.
Really terrific. Talked about using a pita bread as a pizza crust. We've talked about barbecue, chicken pizza, Hawaiian pizza, of course. Carmen, anybody have questions or they want to get some more ideas or more information about what we talked about, how can they contact you?
At the Allegheny office, you can call me at 336-372-5597.
Mm-hmm.
And the number at the Surrey office is 336-401-8025.
And how would we go about getting you to come to our house and cook pizza for us?
Make some pizza. That would be a fun thing. We actually have done some pizza parties.
Oh, yeah.
Even some for some of the meetings that we've had at work, we've mm-hmm. just set out all the ingredients.
Right.
And given everybody their pita bread and just let them top it however they would want to top it. Mushrooms, olives, whatever kinds of things that you might enjoy. And then everybody gets their own individually prepared pizza made just to order.
Why do we never have those kind of meetings in radio?
I'll have to think to remind myself to invite you the next time we do one of those.
Thank you very much. Invitation accepted. Carmen Long, thank you so much for joining us. Carmen from the Surrey County and Allegheny County Cooperative Extension Service. Always a pleasure. Look forward to the next time. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. You too, Danny.
And folks, thank you for joining us for Extension Today right here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.